What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am J-Dot Flan, and across from me is my brother, Rich Nerd.
You.
And we are the White Pan Society. So, welcome aboard. Man, I don't even know what we're going to talk about this episode. I don't know what episode it is. I'm here. I'm here. That's as much as I can tell you.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I want to start. We've been called out because we haven't paid the bills in a couple weeks. So, man,
TT charity. We did it on the last episode.
We did it.
Yeah, it was up there.
All right. Somebody said we didn't do it.
Nah, I edited it myself.
Okay. Well, let's do it live this time. TTCharities.org. Please check out the website. Do what you can. Donate time, money, clothes, books. You know, whatever it is they need. If it's nothing more than a repost or a retweet, it all helps. But ttcharities.org, always doing big things, good things for the community. Please help us or help them be our brother's keeper. That's ttcharities.org. Renascakeys.com. If you don't know what a cakey is, it's the size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of a cake with icing, and they come in like 6 incredibly bomb flavors. I'm a vote for the lemon and the lime. Those are my favorites. I know they come in coffee and some other flavors that's not as good as lemon and lime, but you might want to get on those lemon and lime. They for real. She also does everything else, all your other baked goods, wedding cakes, elaborately decorated cakes.
Pretty damn good, too. We just got some of the, we got a couple dozen taro cupcakes. What did we get? Green tea macaroons the other day. They're pretty damn good.
Them salted caramel macaroons.
Oh, man.
Giant bomb, too. But anyway.
Holla at Rena.
Renascakeys.com. R-A-N-A-S. Cakeys.com. And last but not least, the brother Alex and CelebrityHairCorp.com. Hit them up for all of your natural hair extension needs. Let them make you look like the star that you are.
And I got a cold out for this one, so I got to do it. Oh. RG Mode. RG Mode, the brand, is the brainchild of Miss Renee G. Focuses on every level of style, from fashion and trends to beauty and hair care. Even home decor with a healthy dose of lifestyle tips and DIY ideas thrown in.
Hey, you got a straight script.
Yeah, man. Check out rgmode.com or youtube.com/C/rgmodetv to, you know, follow her, hit her up.
I ain't know any, like, we like officially call makeup, like putting on makeup, just beaten. Like that.
You got to be beat.
Yeah, be beat. Man, I could go left. So
I was joking about it one day, and one of my coworkers said, I woke up, she said, look, verbatim, I woke up late, got a half a beat, curled my hair, and made it here in time to clock in.
Wow.
When she said half a beat, my mind went somewhere else. I mean, you got to do what you got to do in the morning.
Hey, and then that's what it takes to get you in the mindset for work.
Turns out she was talking about makeup. Didn't know.
Whatever makes you happy. All right, so let's see. We're just going to shoot the shit this episode. We're going to have, like, life has just been moving so super fast lately. We got some big opportunities coming up. And, just trying to keep, like, content coming, people. Like, it's difficult. Life is moving real fast. I want to say this is really what I want to be my last thing to say about this topic. But people, protests are supposed to make you uncomfortable. Protests are supposed to upset you. If you are upset, then that is the point. Like, you don't protest by, like, giving out free foot massages or some shit like that. You know, you got to do something that's going to ruffle the feathers. And it's because the actual issue don't seem to be fucking with like that. You know, the actual problem that's going on doesn't seem to bother you that much. And it's crazy how much more the protest bothers you than the actual thing that we're protesting about. But that's the point. If you're not going to be bothered by the thing we're protesting about, then you might as well be bothered by the manner in which we protest. So give up. Like, please let go of this whole, I wish they find another way. Now, another way wouldn't bother you as much. This is the way that fucks with you.
That's the point. I don't get why it's so hard for people to digest this.
It's not rocket science, people. It's not motherfucking rocket science. Moving on. Out on jail for shot of bail, California dreaming. I made it through another motherfucking probation appointment, dog. I swear, every time it feels like walking out of jail that morning, that afternoon. Like I just go in there and I'm not sure I'm coming out until they open up that door. Like, actually, like, the way I leave the probation appointment is I'm going toward a locked door and the probation officer has to unlock the door and open it, and then I'll walk out. So it's like every time she flicks that lock, like, boom, it's like, man, I'm free.
I'm free.
I get to leave, for real, word. See you here next month. I think I'm like halfway through. I don't know how much more I gotta do, but
that just reminded me, by the way, the rap, we just finally watched All Eyes on Me other day. It's actually pretty damn good.
I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll watch it one of these days. Maybe I will. I don't know. Let's see what else is going on. Hey, so in the wake, man, this is bad timing. Like, we had the tragic events of Las Vegas, and guess what's coming to my neighborhood next week? A country music concert. Dierks Bentley is going to be like right outside my house.
Right outside.
Next week. And yeah, I don't know. And it's like at 5 o'clock in the morning. I think the concert is at 6 o'clock in the morning, but they're telling people, if you plan on participating, you need to be here like 5.
Be ready.
Free food and drinks. But who wants food and drinks at 6 o'clock in the morning? What they got? Orange juice and breakfast tacos? That's gotta be it.
That's exactly what it's gonna be. Breakfast tacos.
Breakfast tacos. I do love some breakfast tacos, though. I'm not sure why breakfast tacos haven't caught on around the globe yet. But breakfast tacos are an awesome thing. I actually was talking to a guy. I was doing my community service for probation this weekend. And I think he was from like Montana or something. He was telling me how in Montana, they have breakfast tacos. They just call them breakfast burritos. And he's like, he moved here and he was working someplace.
Breakfast burritos.
Yeah, he was working someplace that's a chain that they have in Montana. And people would be coming in asking for a breakfast taco. And like, I guess cashiers didn't know, be like, nah, we don't have breakfast tacos, but we got breakfast burritos. And then Austin people be like, nah, fuck a breakfast burrito, though. I want a breakfast taco. I don't want a burrito. I want a taco. He was trying to convince management it's the same thing. I don't know if it is the same thing, Rick. I have an affinity toward breakfast tacos, though. I do feel like if you wrap it in a tortilla, I'll probably try it. I'll probably at least try it. I don't know if I like it, but I give it a shot. Let's see. What else been going on with me? Rich, we got to get you up on these new Switch games.
Man, I've been debating. I think I'm sold. Definitely gonna buy 2K18. There's no way around it. I'm gonna buy it. I couldn't decide which version to buy, but I'm not spending $150 on that gold, whatever. Fuck that. Kind of want to buy Mario Odyssey. I kind of want to buy Arms. I kind of want to buy these friggin' neon controllers. So I'm in a spending man money, trying to catch up.
Odyssey isn't quite here yet, so you got a little time on Odyssey. But I'm telling you, though, the game I got 2K18, and like I told you, I be sitting there feeling like Kobe, like, but you wasn't with me shooting in the gym. Like, that's all I do, is I do the little freestyle mode, and I just be in the gym, just putting up threes. I don't even do nothing else but threes, just all day. I got like Westbrook, and then they get the two little no name Thunder, staying under the basket, and like just keep passing me the ball. That's what I do in 2K18. But FIFA is y'all like my shit. FIFA is
usually good.
Now, I've never really been a huge soccer fan, but I think playing, I guess it's just the newness of it and the new skill. Like I feel like when I do something well in FIFA, like I've acquired a skill I did not have prior to playing FIFA. You know, I do something in Madden, it's like, that's what I do. I play Madden. Like, if I don't do well in Madden, shit seems wrong. Like in FIFA, if I'm getting my ass whooped, I'm like, that's par for the course.
Fuck it, it's FIFA.
You don't play soccer. But when I start whooping ass, like, nigga, I'm a FIFA god, dog. I came up, dog. But yeah, I've been playing with DC United. They kind of suck.
I thought DC United was good.
They was good when the MLS first started. We got like a couple championships right out the gate. I don't know what happened after that. You know, DC franchises, you know, snake bit. We saw that last night. Motherfuck city permits. Like, come on, man. Josh Dotson, all he had to do was hold on to that. But I mean, that would have been a beautiful catch. It'd have been a hell of a moment. It'd have been Kirk Cousins, you know, pulling a fourth quarter comeback, getting his first win on Monday Night TV against an undefeated team. Like, it would have been everything the Redskins needed to, you know, to really resurrect us from this, like, middle tier, somewhat bargain basement team we've been over the last couple years. But
bargain basement.
Young boy couldn't bring the ball in, pause. Like, so all he had to do was hold on to the ball. Pause. Like, and that's what I don't get, Rich. Like, all right, you know what me and you get paid, right?
Yeah.
If it's the fourth quarter, like, if it's the fourth quarter in IT terms, and the ball get passed to you, and you drop it, and what you get paid to do is catch the ball, you don't have a job no more.
No, you're out.
You done. That's it. And you might have a hard time finding another job because niggas gonna spread the word.
Pretty much.
But it's like professional sports. You can strike out. You can drop the game-winning pass. You can miss the game-winning shot. You can do all. You can fail like several times in the most clutch moments and still be a highly paid athlete.
Exactly.
I'm not saying they don't deserve it. I'm just a little jelly. I'm a little in my feelings right now.
They need them repercussions just like everybody else.
You know what I'm saying? Because Josh is like 20-something years old making all that motherfucking money. I can't do that. I can't drop that pad. I drop that pass, there's going to be consequences and repercussions. We're not going to be talking about that pass 3 weeks from now. I don't know. The shit bothers me. All right, Rich, here's some serious stuff to get into because we kind of flying through the topics that I had a little faster than I thought we was going to. So right before you got here, I was listening to, every once in a while I check out Charlamagne, you know, Donkey of the Day. So I think today, the Donkey of the Day was it went to Mary Mary.
I was curious about that. Why did she get it?
So I don't know which one is which. One of them is Tasha or something. Like, what are the two? Ain't nobody named Mary. First of all, that's reason enough to be Donkey of the Day. Your name of the group is Mary Mary, and then one of them name is Mary. That kind of fucks with me to start.
Yeah, not a near one of them.
So I don't know which one of the non-Marys said it, but one of the people who name ain't Mary came out and was like, the reason that she voted for Trump was because of some of his views on Christianity.
Shut up.
And then I think the sister came out and was like, y'all ain't read the article correctly. You need to go back and read exactly what she said. She didn't say this, she didn't say that. Charlamagne is like, nah, this is the letter that she wrote, and that's exactly what she said. But I guess I didn't like some of the ways he went in on whatever the, I just want to keep calling them non-Mary. Whatever non-Mary number one said, he went on her from a religious aspect and started quoting Bible verses and shit like that. And that just didn't sit well with me. Like, I know, I will say I had the utmost respect for Charlamagne, but I don't know the dude. Like, I just listen to him on YouTube every once in a while. Like, I don't know him enough to say I have the utmost respect for him, but you know, I believe in what he does as a personality, and but he's not the kind of person, like, just based off the image he portrays on the radio, he's not the kind of person I would be looking to stand on some moral high ground and look down on somebody else. It's like you make a living off of sensationalism, and you make a living off of asking chicks, you know, or saying, like, I wonder what that mouth do, and calling chicks vintage vagina and shit,
and
like that.
That shit is retarded.
Like, I don't understand how that entitles you to, from a religious aspect, look down on another person for a political decision that they made. You know, so, you know, I I'm all with the donkey today, and a lot of times I roll with you on the donkey today, but this one, it just didn't sit well with me. And I know that's kind of hypocritical. It's like the South Park thing, like South Park makes fun of everybody, and then the moment they make fun of you, you know, you feel a certain kind of way. And this ain't them making fun of me, because I don't really get overly religious in any situation, and I've never been a fan of Mary Mary. I didn't take well to him getting on that high horse today and going at Mary Mary. And then to piggyback off that in terms of the religion, then I listened to his Donkey of the Day. I think he gave Ray Lewis Donkey of the Day.
Mm-hmm. For kneeling.
For kneeling, for doing the double knee, saying he was praying. And yeah, whatever, you know. I kind of agree with him on that one, that Ray Lewis tried to find a way to straddle the fence. Like, kneeling is what's bothering these people. I'm not going one knee, I'm a two knee.
And saying I'm praying.
And saying I'm praying. I said I would never do this, so this way I can still say I never did it. I didn't kneel, I prayed. Like, it just sounds like semantic bullshit. Like, it just reeks of complete bullshit. And Ray Lewis, another person that I respect. You know, he's represented himself, very well through some tough situations. I like the rookie symposium and how he comes out and speaks to the young NFL rookies about, you know, watching the people that they hang around and watching their entourage and shit like that, because, you know, it can all go left real fast. But yeah, the whole taking, kneeling because I was praying, I wasn't taking a knee. You was out there with everybody else, you know, whether you was locking arms or one knee or whatever. Like, don't try to separate yourself somehow from the protest with this, you know, quasi-religious stance that you're taking all of a sudden. Like, I didn't like that. But what I really didn't like is the whole time that Charlamagne was doing the Donkey of the Day segment about Ray Lewis, he had that motherfucking teacup sound from Get Out playing in the background. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how they say, like, certain shit you don't fuck with? Like, you know, you don't go do that Bloody Mary shit in the mirror. You know, you don't play with the devil's name. Like, it's certain shit you don't fuck. I don't think we should play around with that fucking teacup, though. Like, that teacup should be right up there with Candyman and all the shit else that you do not play around with. Just, urban legend, leave call it whatever what it is, just leave it alone. You don't tap evil on the shoulder like, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Nah, you don't do it, bro. So, yeah, I wasn't feeling Charlamagne with the teacups here during the whole Ray Lewis Donkey of the Day session. I'm gonna have to call Rich out. He been on his laptop this whole time, and I've been trying to talk for like 20 minutes straight.
My bad. All right, so. I'm on a wristband site now.
All right.
I'm trying to see if I can get a quick order out, get it expedited so we can get some more stuff ready for this weekend. So my bad. I was picking out the colors. I remember our mistakes from last time. We didn't put all the information up there. We didn't get everything labeled correct. So everybody's just reading it, but they don't know what the fuck it is.
Right.
So I try to throw the website up there. I try to throw the name up there. Trying to see if I could put the inside. Pick some good colors. And then because I actually got 100, you get the 100 free.
Right.
Then trying to balance out the cost between, do I want to support the United States or do I want to send this out to China? And then they got them where you can have them ready for Thursday or Friday.
All right, so yeah, we got a big event planned this weekend. One of our homeboys has invited us out to tailgate with him for the UT game. Former UT player, we'll put that out there. You know, on Saturday when we out there. Are we going live? Should we do it live?
I think we're going to go live. We could. We could YouTube live it or Facebook live it.
We should probably go live. I think we'll be live at the UT tailgate this Saturday.
Why not? Got to do it for the culture.
Got to do it for the culture. And we'll have some wristbands if
Rich. If I can get these shipped in time. I mean, I still got some from before. I don't got a lot. But
we ran out of the Longhorn orange joints like immediately. Yeah. Like, those were the first ones to go. So yeah, we're trying to get some more wristbands, trying to get some more promotional materials. Speaking of promotion, I mentioned it on that last double episode to be released on Monday, but the man, Just Say Words, Jay from Just Say Words, just dropped his 200th episode.
Nice.
I still want to, big up, how big of a deal that is. Definitely, for me coming into podcasting, and when I started looking at what other people out there were doing and, who was successful and who I like, Just Say Words was one of the first ones I came across. And, we've definitely borrowed quite a bit from his show and his format. And we appreciate making the shout outs and the support that he's always given us.
Oh. Better finish that meal, bro.
That's what happens when you don't eat lunch, people.
I do the same shit all the time. It ain't good.
It ain't good for the soul.
But fuck it.
Fuck it, though. What else is going on?
Seems like I can get it faster and at a better price if I don't do those. And if I go to China and I don't bother to get all of those individual little baggies that we got last time, because that was time-consuming.
Yeah, time-consuming.
It's a better presentation.
I'm saying, I know niggas that can bag stuff up. And we all got some people who can bag it up. And it don't take that long.
Shit. All right, bet. All right,
get some Nino Brown shit going.
Let me stop talking like that.
I'm on probation. I mean, I just got free today.
See, you always forget something. I done got everything. I put it in my cart. I try to check out. And then it said, you ain't pick a color for your font. So,
right, yeah. See, this is the tedium of trying to be an entrepreneur, of having a multimedia company, is buying marketing and promotional items.
And I want y'all to know, this all comes out of pocket.
Everything
comes out of pocket.
We ain't made of
not a near nickel
yet, but we believe in the dream. You got to keep investing in yourself. If I'm gonna buy something, I might as well buy some of my own shit. I wear these shits every day. I wear these wristbands every day.
I wear mine every day too.
But I can wear it proudly as a symbol of my own company. So I consider that dope. We still trying to do the dreamers thing. We're still trying to get people, if you have an idea, if there's something we can do to back you, support you, like I said,
let us know. Holla.
Yeah, all of those, advertisements we do at the beginning of the show, that's out of love, That's out of friends. These are friends and people that we support, that support us. So, it's not about, at this day, at this time for us, it's not about dollar amounts or getting paid for advertising. It's like, we're trying to make it and we're trying to take everybody else with us. So, if there's any way we can help, we ain't got that far.
Let us know.
If there's something we can do, let us know. We always here for the people.
Did you hear about, of course you heard about it. Tom Petty.
Yeah, Tom Petty passed away.
Man, that's all 66? Over the place right now. Yeah, it's all 66, over the place. 66.
Hey, all right. Getting the evil out. So, Tom Petty made Free Falling, right? Free Falling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, for some reason, that's my song I sing whenever I go commando. I'm free balling.
Not for nothing. I do that too. I don't know why, because it just makes sense.
Because I'm free balling.
And Renee be like, really? I'm like, listen, y'all get to go commando. It's but so many times a dude can do it. I prefer to do it when I'm at home.
I gotta sing about it.
Yeah, so I gotta let my joy be known.
Before I do. That's still my song right now, Riz. I'm still playing that like 30 to 40 times a day. I got in trouble though, because during the episode that y'all didn't hear, I went a little too in depth on the video for that. Have you seen the video?
Mm-mm.
Before I do. So anyway, she's like, she's laying on the bed and she got it looked like a sheer bodysuit, but she got like a bra and panty set underneath it. So. But yeah, it's dope. Mm. You might want to check the video out. But the fingernails, though, I don't fuck with the fingernails.
I can't do them long ass fingernails.
She got the pointy joints. They're not even that long, but they come to a point. And that just, I know people think about the back scratching is sensual.
Nah, don't be fucking. Not all the time.
Shit hurts.
Not all the time.
Why the music had to pause? Like, right?
It's like, what you say?
Shit hurts. I don't know, man. But yeah, all right, so this week, Rich, you putting the track up or I'm putting another track up? I can keep going.
I mean, yeah, go ahead and put one up. I can keep going. But I had a question. So we briefly spoke about this.
All right.
I was going to say we touched on this, but... All right. If you had to make a new list, because I haven't even figured out all of it yet, but you mentioned that you might want to...
Seven is on the list. All right, so who was Seven knockout? Seven Streeter. Who was Seven Streeter going to knock out? Man. You know what? Just because people gave me... Like, I don't want to let go of... Goddamn, what's her name? Janelle Monáe. But I hear that Janelle Monáe, you know, don't play no bat for our team, so...
Really? Oh! That is
like,
right.
Am I holding on to a pipe dream? I still think, like, it'd just be a dope relationship off of, like, two cool-ass people just being cool. Like, we could share suits. Like, she could probably give me fashion tips. She probably know more about wing tips than I do. I don't know.
I forgot we were at her concert. Yeah, she not on our side.
If it had to be one to drop off the list, just for that fact, like, and that's not like, LGBTQ. Please, is hold on, LGBTQA. I messed up. I don't know. But y'all know. You know who you are. Please don't come at me. I'm not like discriminating against.
I mean, they definitely not gonna come at you.
I'm not. I'm not discriminating against her, you know, for her sexual preference. I'm just saying, if I'm making a list of people I want to be celebrity spouses, like, that kind of makes that null and void, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say Seven Streeter takes Janelle Monáe's spot. So we still talking Jill Scott, Melanie Fiona,
Jilly from Philly. Jilly gets it.
Andre Day, Tessa Thompson.
Tessa.
We got Keira Knightley.
All right, hold on.
Holding down the white girls. And then and Seven Streeter will come in as my sixth man. Pause.
Let me see. Let me make sure. Seven Streeter. Let's see.
Seven Streeter, though. Seven Streeter. Before I do.
I don't got no comment on this one.
I heard about.
Now, I was playing. Do you know Nikki Heaton?
No.
Check her out. And I think it's N-I-Y-K-E-E.
So that's how you automatically get left off the list.
Yeah, I don't.
Seven almost got, because Seven spells her name like S-E-V-Y-N or something.
Mm-hmm.
Some dumb shit like that.
People, they doing too much.
Nikki. Nikki what?
Heaton. H-E-A. T-O-N.
So it's N-Y-K-E-E?
Yeah. Something weird like that. Nick, N-Y-K-E-E, N-I-Y. Some weird shit.
I'd have to see her, like, speak. Because Keira Knightley, because she would have to, it's only one white girl slot. And so Keira Knightley, she would have to take Keira Knightley's slot if she was going to get in there. I'm assuming she might have something.
I don't know. She white? She Spanish? She something.
I don't know. She's something. But, Keira Knightley, like, it's the movements that she makes pause with her mind. I'm not trying to say it like in a sexual way. Like, I just like her facial expressions. I like what her mouth do.
How the fuck does he get away with half the shit that he says, though? He says some real reckless shit. He
says some real reckless shit. I thought you were talking about me for a second. I realized you're talking about Charlamagne. Okay.
Oh, no. No, Charlamagne. A radio show, goddammit. Say the fuck I want.
Yeah, I was watching Drink Champs the other day when Nori asked Maison if he sniffed Jennifer Lopez's chair.
Oh, nigga.
Is that like something? So I guess there's like just generational gaps. Like, is chair sniffing something that came before me? Cause I don't remember growing up.
I ain't never like, sniffed nobody's
and like chair sniffing being a thing. Like,
I've never thought about
it. It was never even a thought that popped in your head, like, oh, shorty just got up. I'm a sniffer chick. Like, nah, I don't know. I think I was in high school and I was at junior ROTC practice, and some chick came over from another school. She was kind of bad, and she was hanging out. And then when she left, there was a stain on the chair. And I think that probably traumatized. I would never think about sniffing chairs after that.
Especially after that. The fuck?
After that.
No, hell no. Mm-mm.
Man, I wonder if she, I hope she moved on in life from that moment. Because that was kind of fucked up. And I know we went in. Pause. Oh, man. All right. So I'm going to think of a throwback track to add to this episode. But shit, with that being said, I think we've shot the shit for long enough.
Fuck it.
We're going to get ready for Saturday. Please, people, be on the lookout. We're going to try to live stream this one. Live from the UT tailgate. But until then, it's a lot of darkness out there. Fuck it, be the light.
Be the light.
Peace.
Peace.
As promised, another throwback track. This one is definitely one of my favorites, one of my favorite verses, one of my favorite recording sessions. Man, can't say enough about this one. I love this one. I hope you guys enjoy it. This is my man Verbose, Verb as I know him, featuring myself. Let's Ride. Dope track. Enjoy.
I normally don't do this though, but I'm gonna make an exception. Y'all don't get used to this though. Check it out.
Come on, girl, let's ride. We'll go wherever you like. Name a place and time, whenever you think is right. We can take our time, I'll do whatever you like. Baby, stay the night, and it just might change your life.
Shorty got me geeking, I swear she the one for meeting. Talking to her every day and with her on the weekends. She's my newest weakness, I don't know how I'ma beat it. But I know I'ma beat it up whenever I'm where she is. She is something incredible, supernova. Mommy pump me up, then I turn her to a super soaker. Might be a foolish notion, but I know you know I noticed. How I got you open, hoping this be the moment chosen to make you mine. But I choose to take my time, get inside each other's minds. And drive each other crazy, leave them passengers aside. Give a damn about a sign for a speed limit. Too deep in it to recline, so let's let it play out and play our parts as a part of one another with no reason to depart or separate, cause that would decimate, and I'd hate to be the reason that you hate to be in love, so stick it with me,
come
should
on
be
girl,
enough.
Let's ride, we'll go wherever you like, name a place and time, whenever you think is right, we can take our time, I'll do whatever you like, baby stay in the change your life, yeah.
Baby, you too fresh for the tacky world. Come roll with me, shorty, you could be my Cali girl. I'm just saying, you like beaches and palm trees. You know my weakness, the peak in them small jeans. Even in sleep, ooh, you featured in all dreams. You leave a nigga speechless of all things. So what's a rapper to do when I'm trying to prove I'm doing more than rapping to you? I'm hoping you might enjoy some Vegas action for two. That way we can leave behind what we happen to do. Now we ain't getting no sleep, let's get Manhattan the view. Girl, I'm trying to see the world, pick up an accent with you. And in the winter months we can be so cozy. I get the feeling it's something you wanna show me. So now I'm hoping that you a great mind, meaning that we think alike, and if so, then do it slowly. Yeah, there's so much to explore. I see your waters run deep. Let's let go of the shore. Say goodnight to the bad guy. Say hello to the Lord. But we can take it slow if we're still unsure. But I'm betting I can persuade you to at least stay the night and maybe leave in a day or two. Just imagine the breakfast I make for you. That's some food for thought, baby. You the one I cater to.
Come on, girl, let's ride. We'll go wherever you like. Name a place and time. Whenever you think is right.